romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, here we go, sir.
This way, Pancho, follow.
The Cisco Kid. Story of the Cisco Kid, Murder in the Gunsmith Shop. In the wild days of the early West, the gunsmith was an important man in the gunsmith.
Move around with it.
An important man in every town. Our story opens in the gunsmith shop of old Cal Witherspoon in the quiet little town of Lone Oak. Cal is tinkering with a strange, bulky-looking revolver, while his assistant, Radley James, works at bedding down a rifle barrel in a forestock.
I swear this crisp revolver is a funny contraption, Radley.
Seems to have you bunkoed, Mr. Witherspoon. You ain't got nothing but fool around with it ever since it got here 2 weeks ago.
The gun kind of fascinates me. I've been wanting to get hold of one ever since 1867. Hold of one ever since 1867 when I first heard they came out. Eighteen-shot revolver with two barrels. Now, what do you think of that?
I think it was a plumb waste of money, Mr. Witherspoon. I think it was your money.
Yep. It's a mighty funny contraption. A freak, that's what it is.
Say, would that thing kill a man?
Why, yes, of course it'd kill him. A 32 caliber's good size, Radley. Why, you thinking of killing somebody?
Oh, no. I'm a peaceable man, Mr. Witherspoon. All I want is to get ahead in the world. Quick as possible, of course.
I guess you will, Radley. You're mighty ambitious, I'll say that for you. You'll work all the time.
Just two things that interest me. Number one is owning my own gunsmith shop someday. Number two is getting Ruth to say she's married.
I can't say about Ruth, Radley. Awful fine girl, even if she is my daughter. But you know how young girls are. These days, she's pretty much stuck up with Paul Fenton.
I am. I ain't going to give up, though.
No reason why you should. Hey, how are you coming along with the sheriff's rifle?
It's most done, Mr. Witherspoon. I see the barrel's bedded down solid. Seems I fasten it in and test fire. You'll be ready to take over, John.
Well, that's good. No great rush. No great rush, though. Sheriff will be taking his noon siesta over in his office right now. Regular as clockwork, he takes it.
There she is. She's all fixed. Want to test fire, Mr. Witherspoon?
No, you go ahead, Radley. I'll watch. Then I guess I'll go in the house and fix myself a bit of grub.
See, I don't believe I need to use the bench rest. That's okay. Watch that target out in the field, Mr. Witherspoon.
I'm watching. Plum dead center. You're a good man with a gun, Radley. Well, I'll be back as soon as I eat. Be mighty glad to have Ruth get back from her visit today so I can get something real decent to eat.
Goddamn old fool. I should have put that bullet into him and taken over this gun shop.
Oh, you're just going out, Radley?
Oh, yeah. Taking this rifle across the street to the sheriff. Something you want, Mr. Fenton?
No, nothing special. I was just going to ask Cal when Ruth's coming back.
I can tell you that. She's coming in on the stage in about a half an hour.
Oh, good.
You planning to marry Ruth, Mr. Fenton?
If that's any of your business, Radley, yes, I am. And speaking of that, she tells me that lately you've been annoying her by hinting that she's going to marry you.
I didn't mean any offense. I'm just kind of joking.
Well, cut it out. She don't like it, and neither do I. You understand?
Yeah.
I guess you mean all right, but don't get any more such ideas. You stick to fixing and shooting guns.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming to do, Mr. Fenton. Especially the shooting. Say, you seen this crisp revolver Mr. Witherspoon's got?
No. I never saw anything like that before.
Yeah, I'll show you how she shoots. See that hunk of wood about 50 feet out there in the field?
Yeah.
I bet I can't even hit it with this thing. There, you see, I missed it. At 50 feet.
But this here 44 don't miss. You can hit anything at 50 feet or 4 feet.
Hey, careful where you point that, Radley.
I know what I'm doing. I know just what I'm doing. You mention ideas, well, I just got a good one.
Radley!
You ain't gonna marry Ruth. You're gonna die. An old man Witherspoon's gonna hang for
Radley,
it.
Radley, for the love of...
Two birds with one stone, they say, huh? That's two birds with one bullet.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why do Cisco and Pancho ride to this town? Cisco know anybody in the town?
No, amigo, I do not think I do.
Then why we go there?
Oh, just in order that we will know some people there. It's good to know people, Pancho.
Yeah, and the more people Cisco know, the faster we got to ride to keep up with all the amigos.
Sí.
And if Cisco meet many more people, then Cisco and Pancho be galloping all the time.
There is something to what you say, Pancho, but... Hey, look, the Cisco seems to be in trouble.
Not moving, Cisco.
Sure is not. Mm-hmm. We'll ride over and see what is wrong. Up the other car.
Roll over and see what's wrong now. Cisco, the train seems to be stuck.
See, the rains of the last 2 weeks have not helped the roads much. So they have
rolled. Roll over and see the stuck stage. Hold on.
Pancho, that stagecoach driver's our friend, Senor Sam.
Oh,
Cisco.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you once again, Sam.
Same here, Cisco. And Pancho, you old bear.
Pancho getting about as round as a bear.
Make you acquainted with Miss Witherspoon here. Cisco Kid and Pancho.
I'm pleased to meet you both.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
You seem to be having your difficulties, Sam.
Yeah, we ran plumb into a lot of soft mud, Cisco. Regular old-time honeypot.
Well, we will see what we can do. I tell you, Sam, when I call out to you, start your horses for all they are worth.
Sure will, Cisco. What are you going
to
do?
Pancho and I will go to the back of the stage and lift. If we can raise the rear wheels out of that mud, I think your horses will do the rest.
Goodness, you can't lift that heavy stage. You might slip on those rocks.
I think that is the only possible solution, senorita.
And Pancho, use one little finger or two little fingers, Cisco?
You had better use all your little fingers, amigo. Now, come.
Uh-huh.
Now, take hold, Pancho.
Here, Pancho, get hold.
You ready, sir, Sam?
All ready, Cisco.
Then start your horses. Lift, Pancho.
Pancho lifting. I'm moving.
One more now. Come on out, Cisco. Oh, Ginger, you did it. That's some lifting, I'd say.
Thank you so much. I don't know what we would have done if you hadn't come along.
We are happy to have been of service, senorita. Allow me to help you into the stagecoach, please.
Thank you, Cisco.
Do not mention it. Adios.
Goodbye.
And we better be going. We're late in now. I'm 1,000 times obliged, you caballeros. Come on.
Yes. Adios. 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 Pancho, that stage is very heavy. Why did Cisco look at the gun?
Because at one point in the lifting, Pancho, I slipped and fell against one of those big rocks.
Oh.
The gun butt stuck the rock and... just as I feared.
Well,
loosen the grip.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's of no great moment. Come, we will see if there's a gunsmith in this town.
What's the matter? Hello, Radley.
Yeah, brought your rifle over, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, good. Lean her over there in the corner, will you? Hey, what time is it?
A little afternoon.
Yeah. I better sleep about an hour, I guess. Hey, rifle looks good, Radley. You and Cal do mighty fine work. Although you've been doing most of it lately, ain't you?
Yeah, I have ever since Mr. Witherspoon got hold of that crisp.
He's like a youngster with a new toy, ain't he?
Yeah. You know, he's wondering now if that crisp revolver would kill anybody.
Well, that don't sound much like that.
Oh, I don't mean he'd kill anybody. He takes things pretty easy. Except just before I come over here, he was talking right up to Paul Fenton.
Is that so? Arguing with him, you mean?
Yeah, he was doing more than just arguing, Jeff. Yeah. He was telling Paul if he didn't keep away from Ruth, he was going to kill him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
course, I know Cal don't cotton much to Paul, but I didn't know it went that deep.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Witherspoon hates him. I left just then, so I didn't hear the rest of it. Well, I got to get back.
Yeah, well, you tell Cal I'll mosey over a little later and pay him for it. Yeah, and tell him you better not kill Paul.
Hold up,
Gunsmith shop, Pancho. Go
in and
see about having these beef
stacking.
Here.
Pancho,
look on the cross.
Pancho,
see the
body,
Pico. It's senor, it's been shot, amigo.
Oh,
not good.
Not good.
I see.
Uh-huh. And
he recently shot, I would say.
This was in the
senor
dead?
His heart is not beating. What is this?
A little piece of lead.
A little piece of lead.
That's what I can say.
I think I keep that, Pancho, and put it in my pocket for now.
Francisco, somebody come.
Si, Pancho, si. Senor, perhaps you can explain this to us.
Explain what? Hey, what incarnation? Why, it's Paul Fenton.
I do not know his name, but I do know he's very dead. You are the gunsmith?
Yes, yes, I am. I don't understand that. Oh, where's Radley?
Radley, senor?
Cisco and Pancho not know anyone in this town, senor, except Senor Sam, the stage driver.
What are you men doing here? Who are you?
Pancho just told you.
I am the Cisco Kid, and this is Pancho, senor. You know nothing about this. He came in here only a moment ago to ask you to fix my gun grip.
Hey, Dad, I forgot. Hello, Cisco and Pancho. Oh, I'm glad
that... I'm glad to see you.
Good heavens. Is that Paul?
I'm afraid it is, daughter.
He's been shot.
Yeah?
Who'd do such a thing? Paul.
Where did you two meet Ruth?
And she was coming on the stage, senora, but there's no time to discuss that. The sheriff should know about this.
Oh, hello, Radley. Maybe you can tell me what happened here.
Yeah? What do you mean, Mr. Witherspoon?
Oh. Fenton. Wait a minute.
Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff! Come on over here, quick!
Yes, sir. You lose no time calling for the sheriff.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, Pancho. Senor Gunsmith, though, who is this Senor Radley?
He works for me here in the shop. By George, I can't think who'd do a thing like that.
Paul's laid on the floor, Sheriff. Don't say the first killing around here in 10 years. These men here, Carol, you know them?
No, I don't, Sheriff. But my daughter seems to.
Now, I want to talk with you two strangers. Now, you wait around.
See, we plan to, Senor Sheriff. Hey.
Shot and killed. Yeah, any clues, I wonder?
You better look in that crisp revolver,
Sheriff. Yeah, good idea. Hand it over here.
Yeah.
I understand you told Paul you'd kill him if he didn't keep away from your daughter, Cal.
I did not. I never told him no such thing.
Well, I heard it different. Yeah, one chamber empty.
Who said I told Paul that?
Yeah, we'll talk that over, Cal. Now, you come on with me.
And... But, Sheriff, I tell you
come
that...
on with me. And come feasible too, Cal, or we'll have trouble.
All right, strangers, mosey along. I'm in charge here now.
See, so it would appear. Very well, senor, we will go. But I think we will not go far until this matter has been settled more to our satisfaction.
No doubt Radley not only got the meaning of Cisco's last remark, but will try to do something about it. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of The Cisco Kid.
Until the sheriff had taken Senor Witherspoon away.
Doing that, Cisco. Maybe he not want to get acquainted with us.
He's not thinking about that one way or another. He was strangers to him, Pancho.
Yeah, I know.
One would think his first impulse would be to suspect a stranger of committing such a murder, but no.
No, no.
His only thought seemed to be to get the sheriff to arrest Senor Witherspoon.
You do it, Cisco.
So, when daylight comes, I think we will call upon Radley and question him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen. You ever hear something?
Pancho, go up to the top of that bank and see.
I'll go to him, amigo, and see.
Down, Pancho.
Madre mía, that close.
Take cover, Pancho. Quickly, behind these bullets.
Pancho, do.
That one was even closer. But whoever he is, he cannot get us now unless he can shoot through this boulder.
But, Cisco, how we get out of this barranca?
The moment, I do not know, amigo.
We run for those trees. He see us. We run for the shelter of the bank. He see us.
Well, we stay right here.
Pancho, hold out his sombrero and his stick. Just to see. Pancho, see. Look. He see the hole in Pancho's new sombrero. Pancho, not like this. Pancho, go after him.
No. Stay right here, Pancho.
No.
Listen, amigo. I have an idea. We cannot fight back from here.
No?
But if one of us can get to the shelter of those trees, we can fight back.
Pancho, go.
No, Pancho. No? Wait till I finish talking. When I say no, you throw that big rock over in that direction.
See?
Our friend shoots at the noise it makes. That may give me time to get to those trees before he can load another cartridge into the chamber of his rifle.
Okay.
Are you ready with the rock? All right. Now.
I go.
And Pancho feel the wind from that one, Cisco.
Oh, you come too, Pancho?
Si, Pancho go where Cisco go.
Oh, that is good, amigo. Just so long as you did like a shot. Now we will see. The flash of that rifle came from just about over in that direction there. I'll shoot back and see what happens.
Oh, he's gonna shoot again.
No, I shoot merely to frighten. I'll shoot again.
He not return to shoot?
No, he does not. He rides away, Pancho.
You ride after him, Cisco, no?
No. It would do no good. It is dark, and he will know of many trails that we do not know in this county.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not going to wait till daylight, amigo. Not after that shooting. Come, we go to the jail.
We go to the jail? Pancho, I don't understand.
I do not mean that we are going into the jail, Pancho.
Oh, not even.
No. We are going to stay on the outside of the jail and talk with Senor Witherspoon, who is inside the jail.
Oh, look, I stay with you, look. I stay with you.
It's a very small jail. It should not be too difficult to locate Senor Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Jail would be, I think, on this side. Go ahead, Pancho.
Yes.
I think this is the window. Close the wall, Diablo. Come on. Get up there. Get up there. Here, Witherspoon.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid, and I want to talk to you. Get up as close to this window as you can, please.
I guess I can stand on this bench.
There. What do you want?
Some information, senor. First, what about that young hombre who works for you?
Radley? I don't know. I always thought he was a pretty good boy, but...
Pardon me, senor. See, by any chance, the one who told the sheriff that you said you would kill Senor Stanton if he did not keep away from your daughter?
The sheriff says he is. He told me that later.
I believe I heard you deny that you killed him, or that you said you would kill him.
Of course I denied it. I didn't say nothing of the kind, and I didn't kill him either.
I believe you, senor. One thing more. Will you take this piece of lead and tell me the caliber bullet you represent?
Why, yes, if I can. Let me get down here where there's a little light.
Is there anyone inside, Pancho?
No people, for sure. But I hear the cricketing.
Well, that's either a 44 or a 45 caliber bullet, Cisco.
You are certain of that, senor?
It's my business to be certain of it.
Gracias. That is all I need to know for now. You have good courage, senor Witherspoon. For I think it will not be long before you will be out of this jail. Come, Diablo. Come.
You too, loco. Come.
There's no sense even trying. I've got to talk this over with Radley if he's back yet. Radley? Radley, are you up in the loft? Radley! Dear, he hasn't got back yet. How could he have gone? Radley!
What's that?
What is the matter with you, Radley? Don't turn at me like that.
Oh, excuse me, Ruth. I didn't see you standing when I came in. It kind of startled me.
What are you doing with that rifle? You out at this time of night?
I had to ride over to Mesa Junction to find out if our new shipments of gun stocks had got here.
Rather a funny time to be going on an errand like that. I don't believe you.
All right, then. Believe anything you want.
I came out here to ask you what we could do to help Dad, but now I'm beginning to think you know more about that murder than you're willing to say.
You better not think too much, Ruth. Sometimes it ain't healthy.
Are you threatening me?
You can figure it out for yourself.
Well, that settles it. I'm going right over and get the
camera. Oh, no, you're not. You're going to stay right where you are, Ruth. Now, you listen to me. I'm going to make a lot of money in this gunsmithing business. You marry me, and I'll buy you anything you want.
Marry you? I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth. Get out of my way. I'm going for the
camera. Wait a minute. Either you marry me, or I'll kill you.
You wouldn't
get it. Oh, yes, I would. I ain't letting anything interfere with my plans, even you.
If you won't marry me, I'm going to kill you right here with this gun.
No, 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 I won't.
All right, then. I meant what I said.
Get away from me, you murderer! No, no, wait!
Drop that gun, Bill. I'll kill you. I'll kill you, too.
Captain, did I have other ideas, hombre? Drop that gun, Bill. Drop it.
Oh, God!
I'll kill you, and I will. Very well, then we will see.
Oh, Pancho, there's nobody here for you to fight with.
We'll have to have better luck next time, Pancho.
Yeah.
And besides, I'm going to end this fight now.
Go on.
But this goes bigger through. Yeah. The fight is over.
What on earth is going on here now?
Sheriff Bradley tried to kill me. He would have if it hadn't been for Sister and Pancho.
This will do it, Pancho. Just look.
Yes, I can kill you. What about that, Bradley?
I ain't talking, Sheriff. I got a lawyer to do the talking for me.
You will need a very good lawyer indeed, hombre, to get you out of this. Is your belief that Senor Witherspoon killed Senor Fenton with that priest revolver?
Yes. Yes, he did. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, but there is doubt. In my mind, there are a lot of doubts. The priest revolver, Sheriff, is the .32 caliber, huh? Now, look. This piece of lead is the bullet that killed Senor Fenton.
What? Where'd you get that?
Just beneath his body. Sheriff, take this bullet and submit it to the experts. They will tell you it is either .44 or .45 caliber.
That's a lie, Sheriff. He'll know what he's talking about.
You tell Cisco he'll lie, maybe Pancho will get in a little fighting jet, no?
Also, Senor Sheriff, someone shot at us tonight with a rifle.
He was carrying that rifle there when he came in, Cisco.
Gracias, Senorita. That information is good to know. For when the daylight comes, we will undoubtedly find several empty cartridge cases to fit that rifle.
Yeah, what have you got to say to all that, Bradley?
I've got this
to say.
Drop that.
Pancho, near it.
Oh. Bravo. Very well done, Pancho. That was just in time.
Yeah, that's better than nothing. Pancho give him one good punch.
I guess that settles Radley's hash. Come on, you. I'm taking you in for murder.
Thank you, Cisco.
Oh, there was nothing, Senor Witherspoon.
That was plenty to me. It saved me from hanging.
Oh, don't talk about it, Dad, please. But, Cisco, if we can ever do anything for you in return, you will let us know, won't you?
Si, I promise, Senorita.
And we're going to hold you to that promise, Cisco. Well, I guess that's all I need to say. Time I get to work out in the shop, anyway. I've got a lot of orders up ahead. But just remember, you're more than welcome here anytime.
Gracias.
Yes, Cisco. This will always be home for you and Pancho whenever you come this way.
Senor Witherspoon, Senorita Youth, you are very kind. Pancho and I will return sometime and accept your hospitality. Adios. Hey, Pancho.
Pancho don't understand how Cisco figured out so many things.
What things, amigo?
Oh, Cisco always seems to know who is the guilty hombre.
Well, whenever I do, Pancho, that is pretty much a matter of deduction, of mental arithmetic.
What is a mental arithmetic?
You put two and two together, amigo.
And two and two together make five, no?
No, Pancho, no. It does not make five, it makes four. You know that.
Yeah, Pancho, not know anything about arithmetic.
Then it is time you did know something about arithmetic. Now, here's the problem for you to solve. If you put your hand in one pocket of those pantalones and pull out 10 pesos.
Yeah, 10 pesos.
And then if you put your hand in the other pocket and pull out 10 more pesos.
Yes, yes.
What would you have?
Oh, that easy, Cisco.
Well, what would you have?
Somebody else's pantalones.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.